This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Welcome back, listeners.
We are shameful. No, I'm going to try again.
Do you want me to say something again?
Well.
Do you want to restart?
Well, I think I'm still going. Okay. I'm just trying to. What's a jingle?
I was going to introduce us, but you can do whatever you're doing.
Shame on you. Shame on me. Shame on everybody in this tree.
Oh, I didn't love that.
Okay.
welcome back to Shame on Me.
We're just abandoning the jingle?
Well, we need to get an official jingle. I don't know if you coming up with a jingle.
How much do you think a jingle would cost?
Oh. What's the... That place
Fiverr.
You can Fiverr. Let's find out.
Like, we just need 5 seconds.
Literally.
What is the, for like making a podcast, are you allowed to include copyrighted things?
Like music and stuff?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Like, if you're making a show recap, a podcast recapping a show, and you wanted to use like a 5 second clip of the theme music, could you?
Interesting. I don't know.
And if nobody listens to your podcast and realizes that their shit is
being
used.
There's copyrighted shit.
Does it matter?
Half of this podcast could just be like episodes of Survivor, the audio, and
Survivor.
No one would ever
know. Survivor starts tomorrow.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
That's really exciting.
Yeah.
I'm Janet.
I'm Jimmy.
In case you didn't know.
We have a lot of shame between us? Is that where we were going?
Between us?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You're
in
Janet,
life?
I'm Jimmy, and we are deeply shameful
we're
human
so
beings.
Shameful. I think most people are shameful, and that's kind of the point.
Welcome to episode 19. 91. nine. Episode 1, but it's episode 9.
Yeah. We took a bit of a break.
Yeah. Shame on us.
Yeah, shame on us. I was sick. Shame on me.
Yeah.
So we took a week off.
Yeah.
But we're back now,
yeah.
Which is nice.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, your pause there really didn't make me feel very good about that at all. We're sitting so far away from each other today, and I can only see from like just under your neck up.
Yeah, I can only touch the tip of your fingers when normally we're fully holding hands.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. It feels weird.
But we're painting the picture.
Yeah, I guess.
I wonder how you feel about it feeling weird, because when I hear you say it feels weird, I think you miss me. I think you wish that we were closer.
God.
And then I feel like having that realization would just send you into a spiral.
I think the weirdest part about it is you do look fully like a floating head. That's really what I'm
like when Harry Potter put on the
invisibility
cloak.
Yeah. That's what I'm dealing with right now.
How would you rewrite Harry Potter? What changes would you make?
Nothing. Not
Did
a goddamn thing.
Did you like the
thing.
Movies?
I liked most of the movies for the most part.
What
I had some
does
issues.
That mean?
I had some issues with 7 Part 2.
Oh.
Big issues.
Yeah, you wish they went full on nudity.
Oh, yeah. Like they do in the books.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my
There's nothing
only issue.
Little wanted to see more than Ron and Harry just make out. I don't know if I set that up well enough to sound like I was going to be like a pervert.
I think you also just said your own name.
Did I?
Yeah.
No, I said Jimmy.
Okay.
That's my name.
I don't think that's what you said, but
whatever.
We're going to find out.
Whatever.
No, I think there was issues with the set. I think there was issues with the... like the style of the CGI and the spells and the weird ways that people died.
What are the weird ways people died?
Well, Voldemort just like puffed into dust. That was weird.
That's what happened in Endgame too. Dust.
But that's
what's the symbolism of it?
Good question.
Because what? Voldemort is trying to avoid dying this whole time.
Well, and in the book,
still he goes,
he dies like
a
man.
Ashes.
He's just a body on the ground because he is a man and he dies like a man.
What a punk. What a fucking punk.
What a little bitch.
I'm glad you said it because I am not allowed.
But overall, I wouldn't change a ton. But there's some things I would change in 7 Part 2. Actually, quite a few things.
I don't know if I really liked the acting ever.
Well, which ones? They were children. So
I get that they're children, but I don't know. They're just like, when I read Harry Potter, I'm interested. I'm excited.
Okay.
When I watch Harry Potter, I'm
like this take. I don't like this take.
Are you more excited when you watch the movies?
No. But in my life, the movies have taken on their own life.
Yeah, I just like never saw them as adaptations, I guess. I was expecting more of a one-to-one.
Yeah, and that's just not how adaptations work.
Didn't you literally just have an issue with the way they adapted Voldemort's death?
But they like messed up some pretty big fundamentals.
Like what?
Like the whole last fighting scene with Harry and Voldemort.
Harry.
So fucked up in the movie. So stupid.
They definitely like draw it out a lot more.
Well, and they're like weirdly flying through the air and they're like half smoke and it's so weird. It doesn't make any sense.
But what's the symbolism of it, Heather?
I think it looks cool. Better visually.
Yeah.
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 Is that what you just said? It's cooler?
Yeah. It looks cool.
Yeah. But I disagree. I don't think it was cooler.
Well, what would be the cooler version of it?
I think something that was more accurate to the soul of what the story was supposed to be.
Where Voldemort just dies like a bitch.
Yeah, he dies like a bitch. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
He doesn't not die like a bitch.
I guess so. I honestly love that we're talking about this.
Which brings me to my next topic of shame. So what is it about your gender, about other people's gender ideologies that pisses you off so much?
I don't want to get into this.
The way you said that made it sound
you're
like...
You're right. It did sound really bad, sound didn't it?
You played into the bit.
I don't know how to recover without sounding.
What are you trying to say?
I don't know how to recover.
I see too many pins and and stickers for you to be playing this off this awkwardly.
I just like, I think people are allowed to choose who they are. And I believe in that. And it's arguably not even a choice, to be fair.
Wow.
I also don't really love separating art from the artist. That's not an argument I like most of the time, because I think it's kind of a bullshit argument. But I'm not a perfect person.
No.
Shame on me.
Shame on you.
To make an exception for Harry Potter.
I've been in your car enough times to know you got Headley on repeat.
That is factually incorrect.
I have literally heard you scream singing along to Headley. You know
that was
all
both
the
of
words.
Us,
you know
okay?
All the words.
If you play Johnny Falls, I'm going to sing. What do you expect?
Honestly, if you say the words, I'm going to sing.
Yeah.
You
I don't know
son
what you
of
want
a bitch,
me.
You're going to get some.
Oh, man.
That's our first strike, our copyright strike.
Oh, yeah. That it sounded enough like Headley. It's a nuanced conversation. That's all I got.
Do you
say.
Think people have, and society has the emotional capacity?
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Leave for that kind of conversation.
Oh my goodness, no.
Do you think there's a line?
In what way?
Like, you know, like, if this person doesn't cross this line, or can they come back over the line, or is it all just everybody has their own personal lines, and it's probably a lot more fraught with hypocrisy and comfortability than...
Yeah, because, like, you could say the line is, like, harming other people, say, like, physically, but then if someone... harmed someone you knew physically, you'd probably want to harm them back. So then where's the line for you?
Hurt people hurt people. Janet, they're going on record.
It's a wild concept we've never heard anywhere before.
I don't think anybody's ever said those words.
That was actually like so profound.
Unique. It is too bad nobody's listening. Except Mira. Hi, Mira.
Sorry we missed you last week.
And I think Sophia's gone at this point. So.
Yeah, we really probably alienated her.
Yeah.
I guess we should ask Dredd. Dredd would know.
Yeah.
Dredd's not listening. Dredd's not here. Dredd was here.
Yeah. Like literally ran away.
15 minutes ago.
Literally ran away.
Put on running shoes. Ran away.
Yeah.
Put her hair up in a ponytail. Just ran.
It was like those cartoon things where like... there's like the lines behind them and they start moving and then like something on them like stays in the air and then like catches up.
Right. Cause they're going so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how fast Dredd moved out of here.
Sometimes that's how Hannah like starts running where like her head will like fly backwards or like,
she's like going she's doing a wheelie. Yeah. That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not recording at my house today, which is where we normally record. But this is good because we didn't have to drive.
You literally sound quieter from where I'm at. Like, it sounds like kind of like a studio.
We are farther away from each other.
Again, tip. We can touch tips.
God. Okay. I'm sorry to the no one listening for that. I think the sound's going to be better. I think there's going to be less echo.
Why did you bring this up?
What?
Is this interesting?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Like this?
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
We have to do our catch up.
Okay, go for it.
Gosh, I don't know.
It's been.
Do you have anything that you want to say?
I mean, I've been sick, and then I was sick again.
You've already always been sick, bruh.
Yeah, bruh. I didn't like that,
dude.
And then Stefan's birthday was this weekend.
You said you have been depressed.
Yeah. Well, I think. Was it last week?
Stefan, yeah, 222.
Last week we had, was it last week that was bad or the week before?
How much personal information can we give out about Stefan?
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, March. Yeah, I think we might February have to. February 22nd.
I think we should maybe. I think that's fine. Just maybe stop there.
But what time?
Oh, I did find
out. 8 in the morning, 8 at night?
That's something I need to decide if he wants to know on the podcast.
Aquarius rising, I think. So whatever aligns with that.
Okay. Well, was it last week or the week before?
Last week.
We had a bad week.
It was tough.
It was a tough week. And at one point, we got back to the office, and I was heating up my lunch, and I dropped my fork in the trash accidentally, and then I almost cried. And I was like, man, it's just been a rough week. My resilience is really shot. Yeah. And I was, I was recovering from being sick, which I didn't think helped. And then it got sunny and warm. And I was like, man, maybe I was just depressed. Like, maybe that seasonal depression was just... I don't actually know if that's true, but it doesn't not make sense.
No, we've had, like, very, very cold weather for weeks now.
Yeah, and, like, not sunny weather. Or has it been sunny?
Didn't even fucking matter.
See, I don't even remember.
Yeah, it didn't matter. It was cold enough that it didn't matter.
Yeah, which is rough.
If it was sunny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now it's beautiful and sunny.
And you're happy?
I think I'm happier.
Do you feel like happy is the opposite of depressed for you?
No, I don't think so.
What is depressed for you?
Mm, like, what is the opposite or what is it?
Well, I did say what is depressed, so I would be looking for what is depressed.
Okay, okay. Thanks for clarifying that in that way. That was really nice. Well, I feel like a lack of resilience really comes into play.
Mm.
That's how that felt. Not wanting to get out of bed in the morning.
Mm.
Really dreading work.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to know if that's like depression or just our job is kind of meh right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's a hard one. But the opposite of depressed is not happy in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think you can be both.
Oh.
So I don't think... Like, I think there's just multitudes, you know?
I'm a big fan of multitudes.
You are.
Yeah. Keep going.
I don't know if I have much more to say.
Do you like, gotta say? Yeah, you feel low?
Low. Yeah. I think
and
that's
just
fair.
Like, so.
Hard to get, not energized, like very tired, but tired emotionally or mentally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like excited. It's hard to get excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you agree? Would you have something else?
Yeah, probably. I think I've never been clinically depressed.
No, me neither.
But maybe I just don't talk to doctors about it.
Yes,
like that might be one of the reasons why. I feel like with depression, I've really been associating depression with like just like something, some kind of like ego death.
Oh,
that goes on
okay.
with me. Where it's like, I want something different and I don't have it at the moment.
Mm.
And maybe that's a trigger for depression.
Okay.
But I've also been losing my mind over the last year or two.
Okay.
And depression is often associated with like a trip to the underworld where like something mm-hmm. dies.
Okay.
A version of you dies.
Oh, okay.
And then is like reborn. And so like going through... those like stages of grief where like, oh yes, you're losing something in your life, even if it's just like, oh, well, like I'd kind of like to be excited to go to work and
right.
I don't have that. And dealing with that kind of loss or grief.
Right.
It's a small one.
Yeah.
But it can definitely get to some different depths, especially because you're going through like the denial where you're like, no, this is okay.
Yeah.
I can make it through this school, even though it's, I believe the word was bleep school. And then you get angry because it's like, fuck this bleep school.
Yeah.
And then you're like bargaining and you're like, well, maybe we don't have to do it. Maybe we can like figure out a way that we do this in a way that works.
We just walk out.
And
can
then
we walk out.
And then you get depressed. And then you're like, well, I'm here.
Yeah. I deal with a lot of like the hopelessness too.
Oh,
like,
hopelessness.
Wow, is this what it's going to be like?
Great, unpleasant emotion.
Yeah, not a good emotion to feel. Yeah. That's not what I wanted to say. Not a fun emotion to feel. That's what I wanted to say.
I zoned out. I
said good. I don't like that. We don't like that.
Oh, yeah.
I went back to that language. I wanted to say like not a fun, not a pleasant emotion to feel.
Do you feel like I'm changing you? Damn it.
God fucking damn it. I think it was something I was working on before.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. I think you're changing me in other ways. But I don't know if that necessarily...
I'm now extremely curious.
I don't think I ever used the word multitudes before I met
you. Yeah. You know, there was a point this last week where I thought you were like doing your best Jimmy impression.
No way.
Yeah.
What did I say?
You were just like taking the piss out of a class, I think.
I think we're not... You're saying a little too much about our job.
Beep.
You know what's crazy, though?
No.
I don't know if you want to talk about this on the podcast.
I don't know what you're going to say.
That, like, we're not going to be working together.
Yo, probably.
After,
well,
like,
yeah, definitely not. And then
well,
who knows where that'll be. But
yeah. But potentially, like, by the end of next week.
Well, let's get a little less certain at this point.
I said potentially.
I know. Let's wind it back.
Okay.
We definitely know that we're not going to be working
yes.
together.
Okay, I see
eventually.
What you're saying. Yes.
Yeah, the funeral knells, the death knells. The death knell.
Oh my God, are you okay?
The death rattle. No, the death What's the Taylor Swift lyric? The death rattle breathing? The death rattle.
I don't know if he's okay.
Death rattle breathing.
Are we worried? I'm a little worried.
No, the death rattle Taylor Swift. Fuck me. Oh, death. That's why I said. I said meaning. That's why. How did it end? Good song. Say
we're
it once
going,
again.
I feel like
with feeling.
Be vamping right now, but.
Had the death rattle.
Process.
Healing. I'm sorry. I'm trying to vamp, but I think I'm just.
Yeah, you're just taking up
noise.
The space for me not to be able to vamp.
Say it once again with feeling, how the death rattle breathing silenced as the soul was leaving, the deflation of our dreaming, leaving me bereft and reeling, my beloved ghost in me, sitting in a tree, D-Y-I-N-G.
Damn.
Really?
Okay.
That sitting in my beloved ghost in me, sitting in a tree, D-Y-I-N-G, really
wow.
does it for me.
Man, she knows what she's doing.
She's really good.
She is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I should have started writing poetry 30 years ago instead of
whatever else
three
you were
months
doing.
Ago. Yeah. 1 month ago. 2 months ago. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, the death rattle is breathing.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It might change the dynamics of the podcast. I feel like we've talked about that before, though, so maybe that's not that interesting to talk about again.
Arguably, it hasn't been that interesting to talk about this time around.
Okay. Let's move on then. You got any other check-ins?
We were talking about depression.
Oh, right. Let's go back to that. That's fun.
For me, depression is definitely signified by like me living in my head.
Okay. Yeah.
Like when I have no, like it is that numb feeling. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily like the pins and needles, but it is just like I feel nothing.
Right.
I am just like cut off from
disconnected.
Everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And it really can get triggered by anything.
Yeah. That's fair.
Which is really cool.
Which is, yeah, really fun.
Yeah.
Really easy to deal with. Predictable.
Did I tell you that my tarot cards have predicted a depression this week?
I thought they depicted a depression last week.
Well, okay, so...
Oh, no, you did tell me yesterday.
The...
You said you were going into hell, which was good, because that's
grammar,
what yesterday...
The syntax of the question. Like, the tarot cards predicted that I would have a depression.
Okay.
Like, a week or two ago.
Oh, okay.
But the week, the time that they predicted would be a depression was this week.
Oh, I thought... Okay. I thought you said something different last week, but I could be... conflating yesterday, because I think you did tell me that yesterday.
Yeah.
You said it was okay that yesterday was hell.
That's true.
Because that's what your tarot cards had predicted.
You know
that
what?
That you were descending into hell, which is kind of what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell is your word, not my word.
I think you said that earlier.
Today? Like,
I don't
know. The podcast?
Maybe.
No.
But yesterday I thought you said that.
Maybe. One thing that makes me spiral even harder and deeper into depression is not wanting to be depressed.
Oh, yeah.
And like having that idea of like, I should be able to not be depressed.
Yep.
This is happening because I'm not doing enough.
Right.
So I think that perfection piece is definitely a little shadow in there.
Yeah. That is rough.
I think this one was triggered by me not being perfect as well.
This, like, recent bout of depression?
Yeah. I can get really defensive.
Okay.
I don't think you've seen it.
I don't get that side of
level.
You, no. I believe you, because I know that I don't know all sides of you.
Wow.
So I realized that as I said, I believe you, it sounds like I'm saying, like, oh, yeah, I can see it. That's not actually what I meant. Though it would be funnier.
But, yeah, there's that fear of being misunderstood, and then once I am misunderstood, it's like, I need to correct this.
Right.
But then then my communication becomes aggressive, not in the way that like I'm going to yell at somebody, but I'm like, I need you.
I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
You don't have a choice but to listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I beat myself up a little bit about being defensive, and I'm like, I just need to not be defensive. And then, oh, we're already
we're spiraling
we're
down.
We're already going down. But yeah, I'll be learning something by the end of this week. I tried to force it last night and it didn't work.
Okay.
But okay. Past the time.
Yeah, forcing some learnings, yeah. Some growth.
Yeah.
Works good.
It was kind of dramatic. That was a cool
really?
Part. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anything else?
No, I think that's my catch up.
Okay. I don't know. We were talking about something else, but I got derailed. I went to happy hour on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
That was fun.
Didn't lose your voice?
No. It was pretty tame.
Do you ever check out estate sales?
I never have, but I kind of want to.
Yeah, I feel like things are like too expensive.
Yeah. You got to like, people talk about finding like gems, you know, but you got to be willing to look.
Yeah, and I don't think it's ever like, hey, this thing's $5.
Right.
I think it's like, hey, $70 minimum.
Yes.
And an auction.
Yes.
And that.
And like, it might be dirty.
Oh, no, not dirty.
That's where I get hung up.
You got a topic?
Well, I'm just looking at my topics. I feel like you've got some topics.
I never stop making topics.
Yeah, like you are on the
You had
a topic that you were like typing up. A full that you had Drudd like consult on.
Oh, yes. Yes, I did. I don't think it'll be good.
Oh, really?
And I'm not really interested in doing it.
Okay.
Like let's just do a run through of it, cuz
okay.
It was like, "Oh, this will be cool." I was thinking about like the early bird gets the worm.
Okay.
And just like all of those we talked about it on last week's episode.
Yeah.
And how you don't remember anything about this, do you?
Yeah, it was like the abundance versus scarcity mindset and how all known sayings and clichés can fit into one or the other.
Yep.
Yeah. I want to know, before you do anything else, I want to know what you asked Drudd. Because you did ask Drudd to
There's
consult.
Like two pages of sayings.
Okay.
And I'm mostly disappointed in all of them. but I wanted Drudd to go through. Oh, no. I don't know if I saved it.
Wow.
That's right.
All that work
for
nothing.
Or maybe we do have two pages. Ugh. Okay. Also, Drudd. Oh, it'll be on my teams. Drudd did not make the best choices.
I was also going to ask how you felt about whatever Drudd did.
Yeah, some of the ones that Drudd picked, I was like, no. And some of the ones Drudd didn't pick, I was even more, no.
Drudd did bring in like half of our audience, though, so maybe we should listen.
And we scared him away. Goodbye, Sophia.
Oof.
Okay, there's not enough to go around, scarcity or abundance.
There's not enough to go around?
Yeah.
Obviously scarcity.
I don't even think there's a case to be made for abundance.
No, I think it's literally, that's what the saying means.
Yeah. Money doesn't grow on trees.
Scarcity.
So now, okay.
But this is where you wanted to argue, but maybe it's like not fun enough to argue.
No, right? And like, you can't have your cake and eat it too.
Scarcity.
I would agree. I also, one of my bits of like superiority is saying it, you can't eat your cake and have it too.
Oh, like flipping it?
I think that's the original way. Like that. That's
can't
how it actually makes sense.
And have it too. Can't have your cake. Yeah, that actually, you're right. That does make more sense.
Because you have your cake. Great. I have it. And then I eat it. Both
that,
things
which,
happen. But
which
I can't
logically
eat it
makes sense.
And then also keep it.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah, I mean scarcity.
The early bird gets the worm.
We talked about that one.
That's the one that kicked this all off.
Wow, brought it all up.
Nice guys finish last.
Yeah, scarcity.
Easy come, easy go.
I just burped into the mic. I'm so sorry. Scarcity?
Nobody heard. No.
Oh, easy come, easy go?
Yeah.
Oh, not scarcity, maybe. Maybe
and what's,
more abundance.
Yeah, there we go. I was like, what word are we using for not scarcity? You snooze, you lose.
Scarcity.
Better safe than sorry.
Scarcity.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
God, I fucking hate that.
Do you know what it means, though?
No.
It means, like, once you kill a bird.
Okay.
Having that one bird is better than seeing two birds.
Oh.
That you could kill.
That's true. That might be.
Well, it would make you feel a little more comfortable.
It does make me feel better about it. That might be more abundance.
I don't think that's scarcity.
So.
I think that's scarcity.
Okay.
It is like, take what you get rather than...
Okay.
Abundance would be like...
You can have it all.
Not necessarily you can have it all, but like the opportunities
are
there for you to take. And even those two birds flying away and you get none in the bush, there are more birds in the bush.
Right. All the birds.
I watch Alone. There are lots of birds in the bush.
If you want to kill some birds.
I saw one guy on the last season of Alone.
Okay.
He would kill partridges.
Yeah.
By like creating a really long noose or like a noose on the end of a stick. And he would just like go behind the bird.
Fucking way.
And then they would like fly in or like he'd pull it or whatever. And then he'd like strangle the bird that way.
Whoa.
And then I don't think he brought like a bow and arrow or something like that.
That was just like his. He was like, I'm good at this.
Yeah.
That's.
It was pretty intense.
That's wild.
Alone is a very intense show. One time I saw a squirrel run along a tree and it got caught in a snare.
Yeah.
And it had a buddy with it.
Oh.
And the buddy was just screaming.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's. Oh.
It really made me.
I didn't like that at
all. A full believer that like emotions are very natural.
Yeah.
And like if even squirrels are experiencing grief.
Oh my gosh, that makes me just so incredibly sad.
It was very sad.
I really wish you hadn't told me that, to be honest.
Well, maybe now you'll fall into a depression and we'll both learn something by the end of this week.
Well, okay.
What's my next week looking like?
Yeah, what is tarot telling you for your next week?
Man, I don't think tarot is ever not spooky for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's like a little scary. I'm going to look at what my co-star is telling me today.
Okay, yeah.
Dew, porch swings, sunsets, shower singing. I like that. We're going to get a sunset in the next little bit.
Cute.
Don't, padlocks. Okay. Guilt and old wounds.
Oh, I see another one of your dews. Get a fucking handle on the inside of your fucking doors.
Oh, at my house?
Yeah.
I have one. I just haven't put it in yet.
Because I'm getting sick of that shit.
It's just always open.
I don't like it.
That's fair.
You should be able to close it.
And I do even have like eye hooks so it stays closed.
Nice.
Rue can't like smack it open.
Oh.
Which is going to be a bigger thing now that it's getting warm for spring. Spoiler alert, not going to last forever.
What does? Wow.
But
abundance.
By the time we actually get like real spring and summer, I'm definitely going to need to have that fixed because I'm going to want the door open.
We're still in first spring, though. I don't know when it's ending.
But I'm just saying, like, I'm not in a place where I'm like needing to have my door open right now.
Right.
It's not quite that warm enough.
It's not ending.
I know,
by
we got
the
it for
end
a while.
Of next week.
I know. It's shocking.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah, scarcity.
It is scarcity, but like the abundance version would be like, who fucking cares?
You got all the eggs.
You know, you can make it. If all your eggs are in one basket and you sit on your basket, that's not the end.
It's true.
Like, you can't put all your eggs in one basket. You never want to after you sit on all your eggs, but you can put those eggs in the basket.
It is more abundancy than some of the others. But still scarcity.
Well, I think in this form, it's not abundancy, but like,
could be.
You know, the abundance version is like trust that your egg and like, oh, sorry, I sat on all my eggs. Now, what am I gonna do? I'm freaking out. And then like, the universe provides, doesn't it?
The universe provides.
Wow.
Oh my gosh! Big update in my life.
Uh huh.
I purchased
Crocs.
And not Crocs, man, that would be a wild update. Holy
hell.
That
would end the podcast.
Okay.
We'd be done.
Yeah. No, I purchased and wore non-skinny jeans.
Oh, right.
Dramatic non-skinny jeans. I wore them again on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I felt cool.
People noticed.
People did notice.
Yeah.
I walked by Drud in a meeting, and Drud looked at me through the glass. Like wall and was like pointed at me, so I walked into the meeting and was like, Drud, look at my fucking pants. And Drud said, I thought about wearing skinny jeans today and I wasn't brave enough.
Now that you are on like straight leg pants.
Yeah.
It's probably time for skinny jeans to come back.
Yeah, literally. Honestly, I will never give up skinny jeans in their entirety.
I like that.
But I really like the, you know, baggy pants I bought.
Yeah, you didn't even look that stupid.
Thanks. I like the distinction of not that stupid.
I figured like that would just burrow itself into your brain.
Actually, I've moved on, I think, from my insecurities about the pants.
Hot damn.
Mostly because I put together a pretty good outfit on Sunday with the pants, nice. And I was feeling good.
Fuck
so
yeah.
I've moved on.
A good outfit is literally something.
Yeah, it's something. I think if I could learn a skill, the skill of dressing myself.
You missed that one when you were like three.
I wanted to say. Like style. I have no style. I don't understand style.
Do you think you don't understand style or you're just like afraid to be who you are?
I think I don't like.
But also
I think,
Virgo rising, so that makes sense.
I think I like know what I like, but only like after it's happened and it's kind of by accident.
I feel like someone said to you, oh, that person's only doing that for attention once in your life. Or multiple times, and that stuck. And maybe I'm just projecting because that stuck to me.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's...
I don't know if that is it, but maybe part... Like, there is part of it that's like, oh my God, if I started dressing in a really, like, distinct style, it would... People would say something.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's a fear of, like, people being like, oh my God, she's trying to get attention so much as, like, I don't know if I want to be that much of a topic of conversation.
I love it. When you have like a good outfit though, and you get to talk about your outfit, and then you meet other people who also care about their outfits.
Yeah.
It's delightful.
I was a little sad I was only out with Stefan, to be honest.
What was his outfit?
Pretty typical him.
Have we talked about fashion before?
No, I don't think we
have.
I have
this theory.
Ooh. Oh, we did talk about crop tops.
Oh,
that is
something
we've talked about.
Yeah, yeah. I have this theory that men's fashion, there are like five forms of men's fashion.
Okay, hit me. Not literally.
Business casual.
Okay.
Formal.
Okay.
Thanks for saying don't hit me literally. Business casual, formal, sports.
Okay.
Graphic tees.
Okay.
And I don't even know if there's a fifth one. Like, I don't think there's a fifth one.
Business casual. So business casual would be like sweaters and jeans and boots.
Sweaters would probably be under sports.
Well, no, I'm not talking like a hoodie. I'm talking like a nice sweater.
Like this sweater that I've got right now?
Yeah.
Like the sweaters that I wear are generally business casual.
Yeah, I would
but
not
the sweaters
call that sports.
I don't wear to work are sports.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
like a zip up
or a graphic tee.
Yeah, or oh yeah, that's actually where I'd put those probably.
Yeah,
I'd put like a zip up or a hoodie and graphic tee.
Yeah,
but like a nice crew neck. That's what you're wearing right now, right?
Yeah, a nice crew neck or something like that.
Business casual.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a fifth, and I've said this for years, and I still don't know if there's a fifth.
Where would crop tops go? Probably fitness.
Well, like people don't wear them, right? Like there is men's fashion outside of that.
Right.
But like 99% of men's fashion falls under business casual, graphic tees, sports, or
formal.
Or formal, yeah.
Okay. My next question then, where do Hawaiian shirts fall?
Graphic tees.
Really?
Yeah.
I would say I would disagree, but that's
or
just
business
me.
Casual.
Yeah, I would say that
like anything
casual.
Button up could fall under business casual.
That's probably what I would say. Okay.
And it's just like where fashion is a place where you can like express yourself.
Right.
And like connect with other people over that. Men generally don't have that. Or the ways that they express themselves is like, wow, I love that TV show too. That's
nice
so cool.
Nice t-shirt, man.
Go Leafs.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also something like sports, big part of someone's identity often.
It is true. It's like on one hand, I would love it if men's fashion was a little bit more expressive.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other hand, most men don't care to be more expressive.
Yeah, that is the thing.
It's one of those, like, if I could choose for everybody, I would.
Yeah.
But
they might not choose any differently if you gave them more options, though.
Yeah.
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 Well, and that is part of the truth, is that there are more options that people are not choosing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the sluttier options.
Like the sluttier options.
Crotchless pants.
Yeah, that's...
Edible underwear.
That's what we're talking about.
You know, like t-shirts, but with the nipples cut out.
Yeah, just the nipples.
Pasties.
Yeah, keep going.
That's all. That's all the sexy clothes.
Do you know the band, I'm going to butcher their name, Måneskin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 70s, 70s style, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They got cool fashion.
Yeah.
As a band.
Oh, yeah. Like
really cool fashion.
Men's fashion used to be hot.
Yeah. Oh, no, they're not a 70s band.
No, I know they're not a 70s
band. Oh, okay.
Band.
I see
style
what you're saying.
Is more 70s,
yes.
Though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, 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 yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steph wore a Hawaiian shirt was the answer to your
and
question.
And you know what? He probably loved it.
Honestly, and I liked it too.
He was
I
probably
like a good...
this is a little...
And it's not
this
like...
this is a little too expressive for me.
I think we need to release when we hear Hawaiian shirt. It wasn't like neon blue with like orange flowers.
If you're going to say white flowers... I was going to lose my mind because I definitely have a neon blue with
yes,
white flowers.
Yes, Stephen does too. He does as well. Like, there is a way to do a Hawaiian shirt, I think, that looks like a nice button up.
Well, no doubt.
So.
I'm not here to doubt that at all.
Okay. I was just defending him to all the haters out there listening.
All those haters listening.
Yeah.
You fuckers.
You motherfuckers. Cool, I like that. That
back to what we're doing.
What were we talking about?
Scarcity versus abundance.
Oh my goodness.
We haven't even made it through half a page.
Oh, okay.
But I think this is kind of working. The yeah. actual the actual thing.
Is the worst
not,
part.
Yeah, yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, it does.
But it really gives us a chance to chit-chat. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I want to say scarcity, but I could... see an argument for not scarcity.
Give me the argument for abundance.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. I don't know if abundance is quite where it's hidden.
I don't think it's abundance, right? There's yeah. no way to argue about these because it's pretty cut and clear.
It's not
it's
as
like,
interesting hey, as we hoped.
Don't, because if you try to fix it and you break it, then it's broken. And it wasn't broken before.
Yeah, okay.
Here's a clear abundance one. There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. And also a factual falsity. Did that make sense?
Yeah, that's, I get free that's lunches all. I don't get free lunches all the time, but I wish I did.
But sometimes you do.
Sometimes.
And I know people say it's like, well, it's the payment for having traditional employment or something. Mm. But like, it could not be.
You know, arguably, there is no free lunch. Because
someone paid for it.
Food always comes at a cost.
Yeah, in the in
someone
magic
paid for it.
In like, Harry Potter, bringing back to Harry Potter. There are some things you cannot create from nothing. There are things you cannot create anything from nothing.
Mm.
So food is one. I don't. This didn't actually land as well as I thought it would. You got to steal it from somewhere. If you want to make food appear in front of you, you're taking it from somewhere. You can't make it like. Appear out of nothing.
Yeah, that's true in real life too. It's true in real life too.
Yeah, yeah. But when you have magic involved, you'd think it would be easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good things come to those who wait.
Blech.
It sounds abundance.
It does, but
because you should be like be patient.
Yeah.
Don't just like have to go for everything that presents itself to you.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like it might be like some scarcity.
Yeah, because it's like saying that it's not here. The good thing isn't here now.
Yeah.
So you got to wait for the good thing.
Yeah.
Which, meh.
Patience. Yeah, I'm actually going to put an A and an S there because I'm honestly not convinced.
Okay.
But I don't care.
Okay.
life's not fair.
I mean, scarcity Or abundance.
Or abundance.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a great fit into either.
I think it depends how you say it.
I would have deleted this. I probably did delete it, but...
This is why we need Drudd here. Okay.
Don't bite off more than you can chew.
Scarcity.
Yeah. Because it's like, if something makes you feel scared, scarcity.
Wow. Look at you go.
And then if we're all living a scarcity mindset, we've created... a scare city. The earth is a scare city. A city of scare.
Scare city.
Scare city. You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Scarcity.
Yeah. All good things must come to an end.
Well, obviously scarcity. Ooh. Again, I'm like, maybe it's interesting to talk about, and then I lose all interest immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of vibing abundance.
Yeah,
though,
it actually could be abundance.
Because it's trying to like prepare you for those good things coming to an end.
And the next thing that comes after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More money, more problems.
Also.
Not a good one.
Like, fuck that person.
Give me a chance to have more problems.
I think, did we talk about this? That there's some studies around like the amount of money. Versus when you're happy, like the happiness to money.
Yeah.
Like,
like 75K.
Yeah. What's the word? Curve or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that there is a certain amount and then your happiness does start to drop.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Maybe they should stop being losers then and then they'd be happier again.
Yeah.
No pain, no gain. I think we have a note from producer Drudd.
No way.
All caps. I hate this phrase.
It is shitty.
No pain, no gain, though.
It is shitty.
I could imagine abundance.
I could imagine abundance, too, but it's a shitty.
Like, after those two birds, you lose those two birds in the bush because you didn't take the shot that you should have.
And that's sad.
That is a painful experience.
True.
But that doesn't mean you're never going to gain.
But what a stupid saying.
That's a proverb or an adage, did you know?
I didn't.
Yeah. It's lonely at the top is an idiom.
Oh, okay. Scarcity.
I think I'd delete. Yeah, like, it doesn't give abundance.
Scarcity.
Scarcity, yeah. Better the devil you know than the devil you don't.
Scarcity.
Yeah, it's basically, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
Opportunity only knocks once. Scarcity.
I wonder.
Luck of the draw.
Oh, could be abundance.
I could dig abundance.
I could take abundance on that one.
Only the strong survive.
I don't know.
Scarcity.
I'm so bored of this.
We still have an entire page.
I don't want
to
go.
So what? We can say that like out of all of these, we probably get more messages about like being afraid and to like put us into that scarcity mindset.
Yeah.
Which
and
is like
hold on so tight.
Yeah. And it's super annoying when people are like, just shift to that abundance mindset.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Sorry, I have to like literally unlearn everything.
Also, most of those sayings are like so.
They sound like an old person saying it, isn't it?
Yeah. And they're not like, they don't actually work in our lives, I don't think anymore. Like, you only get one opportunity?
Yeah.
What the fuck does that?
Well, don't miss your chance to blow, because opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better!
It's kind of like power. We were talking a lot about power today.
Power,
the whole idea of, like, holding on to power because you think if you give it away, you'll never have it again. Yeah. That's all scarcity, man.
Yeah.
That's it.
Clicked in me.
Whoa.
During that power conversation.
Okay.
Where, like, we were talking about power myths.
Yes.
And, like, because of where we are today, myths are like, oh, these are the things that aren't real.
Okay.
But, like, from a story standpoint, myths
Your villain hero. Right.
And so being able to say, like, all of these power myths aren't real, like, they are very real in many ways.
I don't think saying they're not real is right.
Yeah.
Not true, but.
Yeah. But we definitely have, like, a disparaging connotation of myths.
Right. And also, like, if we're saying they're not true, I mean, like, if someone believes it, then it's true.
Then it's true, right?
Yeah.
It's just that, and like, this is why it just, like, blew my mind during the session today. It was like, this really is, like, the struggle that every person goes through. Through, like, the scarcity and safety mindset is going to make us act in those ways.
Mm-hmm. And then at the very same time, we're told we should never act in those ways, but never told how to not act in those ways. Or, maybe, no, that's not what I want to say. Or, like, not recognizing that, like, that's how we've been conditioned to act.
Exactly.
Our entire lives.
And then it's so much easier to tell people to act in a different way. And then there's that hypocrisy where it's like, who the fuck in my life has ever lived out the abundance mindset?
But literally.
Everybody who's not living out the abundance mindset in my life is like telling me like, oh, well, you know, you just have to take that leap.
Yeah.
And, blah, blah, blah.
And they might be doing okay.
Yeah.
You know, like they might have relationships that are like working and they might like objectively seem like they're doing okay. So yeah. It's like, well, it's working for them.
Yeah.
So.
Life's very strange.
Oof.
I feel like I got to a point in my life where I was like, I've got it all figured out. I know
Ooh,
that I'm supposed
when was
to.
That?
Within the last 10 years and then like the realization within the last 5 or so. But like, I've got it all figured out. I know what I have to do to be a good person, to be like worthy of deserving love.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, I gotta like stop saying all these words. I gotta stop thinking all these things. I have to be like super considerate of everything. I have to like blah, 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 blah. And then like you look around and like, I'm miserable. Because nobody's actually just rewarding me with love
right.
and admiration,
right.
even though I've done so much work.
Checking
to
all those
kill
boxes.
Those things in me.
Yeah.
And then the people who haven't done any of that shit have like so many relationships and people that like show up for them and like they're not necessarily relationships that I would be like super comfortable with, but they exist.
Yeah. It's a rough one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you gotta, then you relearn or unlearn or learn. I don't know what I'm trying to say. That like, yeah, checking all those boxes doesn't necessarily do the things.
Exactly, right?
That you want it to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have like a couple more topics. Do you
okay,
have
hit
any,
me.
Do you have any topics?
Why am I keep saying that? I don't like that. I have some topics, but I'm interested.
Okay. Hit me with a topic.
Okay.
I do not have any issues with saying hit me.
Okay.
Sorry, hit me daddy.
Yeah, that fixes it. Okay. I have end of the world plans.
Oh, right.
That's one of my topics. The Gabby Petito case, because I just watched the documentary on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye's commercial, but I'm like over that at this point.
Yeah, who are we to opine?
Those are kind of the main ones that I would even consider talking about right now.
End of the world plans. What kind of end of the world are we talking?
So that's part of the question. Like that affects the answer.
It clearly, yes, obviously it affects the answer. That's why I asked it.
Well, I think like if it's zombies,
okay.
That's one thing.
I'm fighting.
If it's, see, I'm giving up probably.
I had a dream that there was like a zombie thing and
okay.
I was a part of like an elite task force to stop it. And then we were like killing all these zombies, and then it turned out we were being betrayed by somebody on the task force.
Oh my goodness.
And like they had released the zombie virus into something, and it was like there was no way to stop it.
Damn.
And I remember running through like a mall atrium after like having this realization and just looking around and seeing like all of like the zombies around me and just like death and destruction everywhere.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's over. Like there's no way I'm surviving this. And I shot myself in the head.
In your dream?
Yeah.
That's hardcore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, I'm not advocating for, it was kind of cool.
I was going to say the expression on your face right now. I don't love it. I don't love it. My assist has expired officially. No, actually, I think now it's expired. It's expired. You'll have to assist yourself.
Yeah.
I thought that was really
story of my
funny.
Life. Heather.
Okay, I have two things to say to that. Did I ever tell you about when I found the note in my nightstand about watching out for zombies?
No.
I was moving at one point this was many years ago, and I was like going through my nightstand.
Okay.
And I found a little scrap of paper with my writing on it, and all it said was, "Watch out for zombies."
Great note.
I had no
Have
recollection.
Have you been vigilant?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty vigilant.
Have you been watching
zombies.
Out?
I think so.
Any scares?
In my sleep.
Any
all the
close
time.
Calls? Okay, okay.
Yeah. So the other, I had a dream last night, and it was weird.
Me too.
It was kind of dumb.
It's Pisces season, though, so that makes sense.
It was about a snake, and I had to protect Rue from the snake.
Was it eating its own tail?
No, it wasn't. I really hate when you send me those pictures. I'm dying. Okay. Anyways. I had something else I wanted to say. Okay, when I worked at my old job, you know what my old job was?
It was euthanizing puppies, yeah.
yeah, exactly. And I was sitting in my room and in the place that we have been, and I, for some reason, was thinking a lot about nuclear apocalypses or like nuclear attacks.
Is this real life or dream life?
This is real life.
Okay.
And I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why I was thinking about it a lot, but I decided to watch a YouTube video on how to survive a nuclear bomb.
I don't think you're going to find a good answer.
Because I thought it would make me feel better.
Yeah.
It didn't make me feel better.
No.
Yeah, it made me feel really bad.
I don't know if you know this, but I think there are lots of movies and TV shows around this concept.
But I was looking for like the literal, you know, if it hits here, at what distance and what do I do? And like the...
Hide under your basement or hide in your basement under the stairs.
Yeah, it pretty much told me I'm not going to do well if it hits our city.
Yeah, you kind of want to just go with the flow.
Yeah.
Of like, if maybe some incineration would be nice.
Yeah. At but that I would point, like you probably want to be really close.
I would like to be hugging someone.
Oh, that'd be nice. That's nice. Well, I think...
I'll take.
I think the worst is like that middle ground. Like if you're in the middle... Like in your, you're like safe.
You just get like the third degree burns and like hit in the head with some 2x4s.
Yeah, not good.
And then you just die later from radiation poisoning.
Yeah, that would be a bad place to be.
Radiation poisoning is weird and I don't really understand it.
Well, and it's like if you, I think it was like you have to, if you are out of a zone and you stay in a, basically a sealed location for 2 weeks. You can avoid the radiation poisoning.
Oh, nice.
But you got to be like far enough away.
Yeah.
So that didn't make me feel very good.
Have you ever seen like radioactive things in like a box where there's like steam or like fog or something?
No.
You can see like the little...
What?
Yeah, that's very cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm probably going to look it up.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I think, yeah, with nuclear things or like a meteor, much more into getting smashed.
Yeah, close than far.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it's like if you're just far enough and you're trying to get further, that's going to be hard because that's what everyone's trying to do.
Yeah.
Luckily, we're like, you know, we got land everywhere.
Yeah.
So you can kind of take off in any direction, which is good.
Yeah, with like the big like viruses or zombies or stuff, I think it would be hard for me to make the decision, but I'd really wrestle with taking matters into my own hands.
Okay.
I know some people who are like, I would just take as many drugs as I could and jump off a building.
I don't hate that one.
I think we need to actually put a content warning on this episode.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah,
I don't know if anyone ever reads anything we associate with an episode. And
or
no one's listening. So, I would be tempted to just be like, well, I'm going to give up now.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, okay, where would I go? I have some ideas.
Home Depot.
Yeah.
Lowe's. Home Depot is homophobic.
Oh, okay. That's probably not where I would go.
You...
To Lowe's.
You prefer the homophobic?
No, I'm saying I probably wouldn't go to a store.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's...
What about Walmart?
That wouldn't be my route. I'd be like getting out. I'd be like go into a personal location as fast as possible.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that would be my strategy, I think. But probably need to come up with some kind of emergency kit. I don't have one of those.
Yeah, I feel like I would be a follower.
Yeah.
Because I don't think in a power vacuum, I don't think being at the top is really my vibe.
No.
But
no.
I would probably be annoyed. I would probably be the person
who,
like,
so annoyed.
7 liters down the road, they were like, okay, let's try something different where I don't have to, like, put my neck on the line.
Yeah.
I don't have to, like, control everything.
Yeah. I think about it, like, you know, if you watch, like, Lost, and the plane crashes and...
Let's stop around, like, season 4.
Okay, well, plane crashes in the first minute of episode 1, so we're in a good place right now.
Yeah.
But, like, Jack kind of gets put in charge.
Yeah.
And it's
he's dreamy and a doctor.
Hmm?
He's dreamy and a doctor.
Exactly. So it makes a lot of sense. But it's like... But the thing is, he's trying to control a bunch of fucking idiots.
That's really where the whole life situation comes down.
And I, you know, when you watch those things, you're kind of in your, like, safe, logical brain. So you're like, you guys are fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Stop hoarding food. Yeah. Like, that's dumb. But if I was there, I might do the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Exactly. Especially if you think Jack isn't that dreamy.
True.
And there might be a dreamier one.
True.
Sawyer.
Mm?
Sawyer.
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 I haven't watched Lost all the way through.
Okay.
But I just really want to be a John Locke fan.
Okay.
Like, I get it. But like something's going on with Locke.
Yeah.
But I really hope I can, like...
You're okay to be a John Locke fan.
I can love the art and the artist.
And it all comes full circle.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't remember when the plot points in Lost happened, so I don't want to say anything.
Good. I know the whole thing.
Okay.
But I also know somebody watching Lost right now, and they don't know the thing.
Oh.
They're also not listening, I don't think, so
well,
it doesn't matter,
be.
But sorry for being
You've
considerate.
You've done no work
sorry for being
recruiting
considerate.
People to this podcast.
Yeah.
When I watched Lost the first time, I was living at home, and I don't know why, but I would, like, watch on my laptop in my kitchen.
You had a laptop when Lost was out?
I said when I first started
watching okay.
Which was, like, after I graduated university.
Oh, okay.
I think.
So what, 2001?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Age me. I don't know what that makes me.
Yeah, you're like 20 years older than Stefan.
Yeah, that's right.
You've been waiting a long time.
What's that? What does that make me? I'm a cougar. That's what that means.
You got your zoo voice on for that one. Name any animal and you will be in your zoo voice.
And
Say
I would
panda
like,
bear.
Panda bear. No, I can't. No, I'm so self-conscious. Panda bears are cute.
It was like
anyways,
it needed to come out. It was like it needed to come out.
Yeah, it's like a tick. Like I had to let it out.
What about red pandas?
Oh my god, red pandas! Have you seen a red panda?
I've seen a red panda.
Holy shit, they're cute.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're
man.
So fuzzy.
They're so cute. You just want to cuddle them. But they don't want to be cuddled. That's sad. Anyways.
Anywho.
I would be watching Lost sitting at my, like, dining room table with my headphones in.
Yep.
And my mom would be laughing at me because I'd just be like, I mean, we're not on YouTube, so no one's going to see my fat face. But I'd be like, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I got so excited and I lost all my words. But I'd be doing, like, shocked faces while I watched. But she had no idea what was happening. And she would just be laughing to herself because I'd be like, whoa, oh my god. And she'd be like, what is happening? That's all I wanted to say.
Big Saeed fan.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
yeah.
Big Saeed fan. Yeah.
Ha cha cha.
Yeah. I'm a Sawyer fan too. I like Sawyer.
I hate Michael.
Michael.
Walt's dad.
Michael. Oh yeah. Yeah. Walt is one half of MKTO, which is like a musical duo.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That came alive. You know the song Classic? So classic. You know the song Classic. I'll play it for you after this.
Yeah.
It was MKTO.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have one last topic just to wrap up on.
Okay. We didn't actually talk. Well, we did talk about End of the World.
We did
plans,
zombies. We did nuclear.
Yeah.
What a meteor. What other?
Virus.
Oh, virus. Same as like zombies.
True. Not quite the same, but.
Well, depends on.
Like plague.
Oh, yeah.
A little different.
I don't think I would just like give up with
no,
plague.
I wouldn't either. I would try to get as isolated as possible.
Yeah, I'd probably become very xenophobic.
Yeah.
I would be, I would probably give in to my worst instinct.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. Yeah, and honest, and the worst part is you'd have a good reason. Like, you'd have a good reason to,
some
like,
people's bones just smell bad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
to
what
protect
other,
yourself is what I was going to end that
what
sentence
other,
with.
What other end of the world scenarios are there?
That's, maybe that's it.
That's right.
Tsunami, but we don't have to deal with that.
I don't think we need, I think... Meteor covers tsunami.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Natural disaster.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your last topic?
How many times do you, like, get a little pissed in your pants? Because, like, okay. So, I, like,
oh,
with,
my God.
With, peenors.
<There's laughs> what
a
did
way,
you
like,
just say?
If you're at a peenor, if you're at a urinal, like, I found that if I put it back in my pants a certain way, I'll just like piss in my pants.
I don't like this.
It's not good. But like, you always get like some drips.
I mean,
but I don't know if, but like, if you're always like wiping.
Yeah.
But even after the wiping, something's gotta come out.
I mean,
I also don't think people realize just how much piss guys get on their pants and
yeah.
shoes.
Probably like
urinals.
A lot.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. It's, yeah, it's not something I think about all the time, to be honest.
No, and, like, all you have to do is pee without shoes or, like, socks on.
Oh,
and you're
yeah.
like, uh-oh.
Right, you're like, that's, oh, that's not something I needed to know the answer to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I also wonder, like, how much has it already been diluted just by, like, is it pee coming out or is it, like, 90% water, 10% pee?
Okay, fair. I mean, I think if you ask this question to... a person who's had a baby, their answer would be different than someone who hasn't had a baby.
Mm, you're talking about people with pelvic floor
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
When those things come up on my TikTok, I still do them.
The exercises?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's allyship right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, apparently that's the game changer, is doing your pelvic floor exercises. That's what I hear.
It's what I'll take from this conversation.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
I don't really have an answer to your question.
That's okay.
Probably not as much as you. It's probably, yeah. That's probably my answer.
Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah, great. Cool.
Cool.
Well, I feel like I haven't absolved myself of any shame, so maybe I didn't have any shame, or maybe
okay.
I was a failure at it, so shame on me.
Okay. Yeah, I feel about the same. Actually, I had fun.
Yeah, fun is really what it's all about.
It was weird to miss a week.
Yeah.
So, I think we'll be back on a weekly.
Especially because I had to reschedule.
That's true.
I was like, oh boy.
But honestly, it worked very well for me.
That's good.
I was quite glad that you rescheduled, to be honest.
That's good.
Yeah. This worked good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll leave you with our sign off music.
Bye.